We love cake so much we decided to make it a full-time business. For me, Sammy.
And me, Bronya.
Join us on our journey of discovery as we meet fellow cake professionals, artisan cake makers and home bakers who will give tips and advice on the Business of Cake Making podcast, glitter included.
Follow us on Instagram and listen to us on Spotify, iTunes, Podbean or wherever you listen to your podcast. Sign up to our newsletter and visit the blog at daisycakecompany.co.uk.
Hello. How are you?
I'm wonderful. I'm
lonely,
but I'm wonderful.
And why are you lonely?
I'm lonely because my entire family have gone on holiday. And when I say my entire family, I mean my husband and my dogs.
Yes.
Have gone on holiday. And I just keep getting these pictures of them on a beach.
Yeah. Oh, how nice.
I mean, okay, we're talking about Norfolk, so we're talking about the North Sea and all that kind of thing. So we're not talking like Barbados or anything. But they're having a very lovely time and I'm here. And I'm actually having quite a nice time as well, to be fair.
I am. Some you time.
Yeah. And I've been going off touring the bakeries of South London. It's very lovely.
As you do.
So I went to By Anna in Cheam. And By Anna, she's been there, I don't know how long she's been there, I think she started up pandemic-y time, and she does things like cookie pies and brownies and blondies, and that was very nice. And then today I went over to Kew, it's not called the Maids of Honour Cafe, it's called something else, they've got like a family name, but it's been there since 1850, mm-hmm. And they sell the cakes that Anne Boleyn used to eat.
Wow.
So today I have been Anne Boleyn, but I have managed to retain my head.
Yes. Off with her head.
So, yeah. And how about you? Actually, you have just told me. You don't need to tell me it all again.
But... No. Yes. Just a busy day. Busy. Anyway, just had a curry, so I got runny nose as well. I'll try not to wipe my...
Was it a curry that was like instantly hot, or was it one of those curries that built?
Oh, no, it built. Yeah. But it was so good. It was only a number two on the chili. It did have four chilies on it, and it was only two.
Right.
So for other people, they would probably go, what's she talking about? But for me, it's spicy.
They say that you're meant to have milk, aren't they? But you don't drink milk, do you?
No.
And it's something to do with the fat in the milk cuts through the. If you have water, so if you eat a curry and then you have water, the water just expands it in your mouth. Mm. Whereas if you have milk, it somehow cuts through the spice and cleanses your mouth. Mm-hmm. But you don't like milk, so I don't know what I'm telling you.
No, I don't.
It does.
Right then.
Right.
Summer
is coming. Oh, hold on. I've done something to our screen. So if you're watching on YouTube, let me just put the banner back on that says summer is coming. Look, there you go.
Hooray.
Summer is coming. Summer is coming in our cake businesses. And if you remember, we did a one at the beginning of the year that spring is coming and how to prepare for spring. So we're going to do a how to prepare for summer.
Are we also going to do an autumn is coming?
I think we should do maybe winter and Christmas.
Yeah. That's a good idea.
Although autumn, you've got like wedding fairs and things like that.
And Halloween.
Yeah, maybe we should then. Maybe we should just do all of them.
Fireworks night. Yeah. So
we're done.
No spoilers. Right. Spoilers.
So we're doing, summer is coming because I do believe we've had two weekends without rain.
Shh.
I know, right? Two whole weekends without rain. And it is still freezing out there, but, you know.
Mm. So I class the summer months to be May, June, July, August, and some of September.
Yeah, the first bit of September.
Yeah, but not really.
I always think that September, the kids have gone back to school, so therefore we're kind of heading towards autumn, aren't we?
Yeah.
But, yeah, this is where we're sort of like, May onwards, I would say. Mm-hmm. Is summer.
So there's quite a few I've written here. Summer is coming. It's time to make money.
It is. I mean, this is traditionally our as cake makers, our busiest period.
With weddings and stuff like that. But I have got weddings this year, but I haven't got as many as I would normally have.
Right. I have heard from various wedding suppliers that this year is quiet on the wedding front. And that was because it's the, from what I've heard is that the rumour is because it is, we have a cost of living crisis, or we've had a cost of living crisis or whatever. People that want to get married don't want to go into debt. And so they're saving. And so rather than get married this year and have a okay wedding, they're saving and they're going to get married next year or the year after and have an incredible wedding.
Yeah. So I must say, I have had an incredible amount of inquiries for next year.
Really? There you go.
They're coming in every day. So, but consequently, that means that some of my months that might have been busier are actually quieter. So I can do something different.
Yeah. Now, I was really surprised because I was going to refer back to a previous podcast that we did and we never did it. So I was, because to me, the first thing I start thinking about is summer. Is things like summer fairs, school fairs, summer markets. And I was going to refer back to the podcast that we did on selling at fairs and markets, and we haven't done one. Can you believe that?
Are you sure?
I went right the way through the back catalogue. Okay. If anyone can correct us on that, please do. But I went right the way through the back catalogue earlier and couldn't find it. So I think we should at some point.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah. I think the reason I'm getting confused is that I have got a blog post on the website.
Maybe that's what it is.
And that's one of my most viewed blog posts about selling cakes at fairs and markets. So I think that's where I'm getting a bit confused.
And what about, because I've done my list and I've put car boot sales on it as well.
Isn't that interesting? Because I've never sold at car boot sales.
Yeah, well, I have seen some people selling at car boot sales. So I decided to look up the rules and regulations to see.
Okay.
About it and everything. So, you know, you tend to see people selling cakes that are very definitely homemade goods that they've made. They're not classed as traders, and any of their foodstuffs that you buy cannot be consumed on the premises or on the site. If you are selling them, say, as we would, as a trader, I'm just trying to turn my telephone off because I forgot to turn the sound off. Sorry.
And at that point, you went,
I was trying to do it discreetly.
I'm not going to let you do this discreetly.
It went, fuck you.
I'm going to let everyone know that I'm doing this.
Do not disturb. There we go. So, but if you sell as a trader, you must ensure your food is labelled correctly, as you went out with all the correct ingredients and everything, and has a use-by date. And you should also contact your local authority, your local council, for further help with the rules and regulations in that area. So you probably still need your food safety and everything. But if you're running as a business, then you would hopefully have all of that as well.
Yeah, I mean, if you're running as a business, you will. I suppose it's the same selling at a car boot sale as if you would sell at a market or if you would sell at a school fair. It's all the same rules that you are a business that is selling and producing food, so therefore you are under the Food Standard Agency's rules and regulations and your local council regulations for selling food.
Yeah, exactly.
Also, highly recommended you get insurance.
You have to get the correct insurance as well, just to make sure.
So good public liability. And I am doing a school fair this summer. I only do one, which is my local school.
Yeah.
And they ask me because they know that I have a 5 million public
liability insurance.
Not everyone has 5 million, so they're very specific and they like to see my insurance documents. I guess for their risk assessment, for their insurance, all their vendors have to have that 5 million public liability. And it's not necessary that you're going to kill someone with cake.
No,
it's that if someone trips over your stand, if someone trips over something while you're there. Do you know what I mean? It's yeah. not just the consumption
Stab
of food.
Stab himself in the eye with a cake slice.
Exactly.
And a freak accident.
Cake pop down the throat, that sort of thing.
Yeah. So you're covered. Yeah. And it covers you as well. And it just makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. And go on.
Me. So also make sure you've got the correct insurance on your car as well, or your vehicle that you're transporting the goods about in, because if you have an accident on the way and all of your contents of your car get completely wiped out, you're fudged.
I think also if your car is full up with product and you're heading towards a venue and you have an accident and they find out you're doing this for business and you don't have business insurance, I think your insurance might be void.
Really?
Because you can't turn around and go, oh no, this was just for leisure.
I'm a bit
hungry. The fact that I've got 4 million cakes in the back of the car. If you have an accident and you get caught doing it for business, I think you'd actually have void insurance if you haven't got business. And most insurance don't charge anything extra to put business on.
No, my insurance isn't anymore because I've got business on it.
You just make sure you write business on it. So, but fairs and markets is like the first thing I think about when I come to summer, because it's like the end of school fairs, craft fairs, food
spiritual
markets,
fairs,
yeah, all that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Country shows, like big country shows happen. Festivals. You're doing a couple of festivals, aren't you?
Yeah, that's
so
right.
All that kind of thing. There are certain things that I was, because I've done a lot. I've done a lot, of markets. This was my main thing.
Yeah, you have, haven't you?
So I would first say, if someone approaches you to do a fair or market, do your research about it. Because I have been stung before. And actually, do you know what? I heard on the radio yesterday, or was it today? I've heard on the radio in the last couple of days that scammers are approaching small businesses to go to craft fairs and markets, taking a prepayment for the stall, and then the market doesn't exist. And that was on Radio 4 that I heard that today.
Wow, that's awful.
Yeah, so do your research and make sure that the fair or the market exists, that they're doing good advertising, that the footfall is going to be good, that you've seen the presence, because there's no real, you know, you don't, I've turned up, I think it was like a car show years ago. It was down in Kent, and I rocked up, and there was all of us, all these vendors there, and I think they had like 5 people through the door. So we all just like packed up and went home.
Yeah.
And it's because he kept telling us that this is what was going to happen, but, you know, obviously he hadn't done his advertising.
Yeah.
Another thing I would say, if you're going to do a market or a school fair, check how many other cake makers are going to be there.
Yeah.
One other, maybe I'd get away with. Any more than that, I wouldn't bother.
Yeah, and it depends what you sell as well. So say you're selling, the other one's selling donuts and hot chocolate.
Yeah.
But you're selling cream teas and traditional cakes.
I did one once and I applied to sell cake. I think I was selling cupcakes at the time, and they said, I'm really sorry, we've already got someone selling cupcakes. So I went, okay, I'll sell cookies. Was it all right if I come along with cookies and biscuits? And so that's what I did. I did cookies and biscuits.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Because as well, people will compare you.
Yeah, they'll compare your prices.
Beryl down there selling them for £2.25.
Oh, and the other thing at schools, quite often you get school cake stands. They're selling them for 25p.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So just check these things. When you're going, just check that. Is there, how many other cake makers, what sort of thing are they selling? Will you be competing? And if it's a school one, is there going to be like a cheap school? Because quite frankly, there's no point if you do.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's true.
I wouldn't bother. I'd also say, take all your advertising, take all your marketing, take your business cards, take a portfolio, whether it's on your phone, whether it's on an iPad, so people inquire with you. Take a dummy cake; it's usually quite good.
And you must, you are legally required to display the, have you got an allergy?
Yeah, all your allergens. Mm-hmm. Very quickly, very briefly, if you are selling pre-packaged things, so you have sealed your packs, you must display all ingredients on your labels with the allergens in bold. If you are packing, so if you've got like a tray of brownies and people go, I'll have two of them, and you pick them up and put them in the bag, you don't have to have all your ingredients, but you do have to say what allergens there are within your bakes, and that should people have any intolerances, that they must ask you. And that's a trading standards thing, I think, actually.
Definitely.
So yeah, just get to know the rules and regulations, definitely, around it. So what are the festivals that you're doing? You're doing a couple of festivals, aren't you?
I'm doing two small ones at the moment. One called Gabe Fest, which is a friend who runs it. And I kind of mentioned it to him in the past. Oh, I could do a cake stand. And he messaged me. So when I said to him, well, how many are you expecting? Because I've said, yes, I'll do it.
Yeah.
But I needed to plan what I was, you know, going to be selling and everything. How many tickets have you sold? And he went, well, only 60. And I was like, oh, okay. Like that. And he went,
okay.
Okay. But then he said, but I always sell 400 to 600 the week before.
Right.
He said, so don't panic. So I will need to work out what I'm going to make.
Yeah.
What signage I need. I'm also, I think I've talked about this before, I'm contemplating buying a van.
Yes.
So, I don't know whether I am or not at the moment. I keep looking and stuff, but I can't find what the one that fits the box.
Yeah.
But also, if, say I do have a van, I'd need a license. If it's on private land, it's all right. So if it's a gay fest, and the other festival I'm doing is Jerk Jam. So, right. Because it's
Was it Jerk Jam you did last year?
Last year, and it blew away.
Yeah.
Yeah. So at the moment, I don't have a gazebo or anything. So
right.
I want to get a van so that I don't need to buy a gazebo and spend that money on a gazebo when I could have a van, which would be better for me.
Yeah. Yeah.
But say if I got a van and then I went to events, or if I went selling, I would probably need to get a specific license, but you'd need to speak to your council.
Yeah, if you're gonna, I think it's like roadside stuff, you'd have to have a license. And then there's certain pitches and certain places that you can go to.
Yeah, and there's no-go zones and things like that.
Yeah.
You'd need to go to your local authority and to buy a street trader's license.
Yes.
Unless you do it all at privately owned venues. So when you do a fete or a festival or something like that, you have to think about how you're going to display all your products as well. So I learned the hard way last year. Things blow away. If you write everything on your chalkboard and it's raining, it all runs off.
If you write with chalk pen, it doesn't.
No, it was chalk pen.
It
was that bad. The weather was that bad.
Oh, dear.
You have to think about what you're going to take with you. So if you're going to take knives, you have to make sure that they're packaged in the back of your car, because if they're in the front of your car and you get stopped by the police, that's considered carrying a weapon. So you have to make sure that you've packaged it all the way.
I'm sorry I didn't get to your fate. I was in jail.
Yeah, I got arrested because I had a knife. you have to, because if it's a festival, you're not going to have running water or anything like that.
No, so you have hand.
Yeah, you have to make sure you've got hand washing. Area. So I took hand sanitizer and wet wipes with me last year.
Yeah.
But I just needed to hold my hands out in the rain and I could have just washed them up. You have to make sure that you've got the correct packaging
Packaging and all that, that's something that that was a lot of trial and error when I was doing it, and it was really hit and miss. And I kind of got to, because I used to do cupcakes and I didn't want to keep spending money on expensive cupcake boxes. So I was using, they're called Swiss trays, and then they slip into a bag. And I kind of got it all sorted, but it took me quite a few attempts to get the right packaging. And the problem is that you have to spend money on the packaging to.
And so I found as well that it was raining and everything. I'm trying to be ecological. So all the paper bags were soggy as well. And the napkins would blow away because I didn't have a napkin receptacle, because you just think, oh, I'll just take them in the plastic thing.
And they'll be put on the table. And it's funny that the thing that I used to get tripped up on a lot is that when I first started, I would use tablecloths. I'd have, you know, like a trestle table and a tablecloth. And then the tablecloths would blow or get caught. So then I started putting weights on them. And then I thought, then I started putting pins. So I'd like wrap the table up with pins. Then I actually made my own tablecloth that was like a flat surface, that was like a wipe clean surface, but then had a frilly bit around it. So it was like all these things is that I kind of learned as I went along. But the first time you do it, you kind of go, oh, I've got a tablecloth, because always have a tablecloth, because you can shove stuff under your table and hide it.
Yeah, that's right.
But make sure the tablecloth doesn't blow away. So safety pins is always good. So you pin it to itself and keep it down and all that kind of stuff.
And you have to think, what am I going to display my cakes in?
Yeah, because isn't it funny that, you know, years ago, I literally used to just put them out on cake plates and cake stands. Now, I wouldn't ever put anything out uncovered.
No. Well, I had them under cake domes last year and a lot of them blew away and smashed. So you also have to make sure that you've got the correct facilities. If you break anything, that you can wrap it up.
Have you been asked to do a risk assessment? Because I was quite often asked to do a risk assessment, which used to make me die, because it was like risk assessment. Make sure.
I think I've already got one written.
Yeah, it's like make sure the knives are packed away. Heavy lifting, bend your knees, and it's all that kind of stuff. But quite often these things do ask for a risk assessment.
That's such a good idea to do that again. That I've always been asked for my insurance.
Yeah, just have a risk assessment in case someone asks. The other thing is that I've done quite a few county shows or country shows, and quite often they will have a food marquee. So you're undercover, you're under their cover, you just rock up like you would like a school fair and be under theirs. It's quite often a little bit more expensive to be in the food marquee than it is to take your own gazebo and everything. But if you don't have your own gazebo and you don't have all that kind of stuff, having a food market, because people are going into the food market to buy food.
Yeah.
You know, it's always quite a nice place, and it's quite a nice bit of camaraderie, and you can always do some good bartering at the end.
Yeah, that's true.
And cider. Sorry. I've had a lot of cider for cake.
Yeah. I don't like cider.
Oh.
Malibu. Yeah. Anyway. So when you're at these fairs, markets, etc., and you're making all this money, nowadays it's less cash but more card, or
it's expected that you will take card.
What's it called? A BIP transaction. BIP.
Contactless.
Thank you. That's the word I was looking for.
A BIP. So, I like that. I prefer that.
So but yeah,
People expect you to have contactless now. They expect to not have to take cash with them.
That's right. So what would you recommend?
Right. Well, it's funny because I've always used Zettle. I've always, 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 always had Zettle.
And that's probably why I've used it, because you do.
Right. But I need to talk to you off podcast about this, because I used to have a limited company. So Daisy Cake Company used to be a limited company.
Yeah.
And my Zettle account was set up as a limited company.
Yeah.
I've recently dissolved the limited company.
Yeah.
And they've cancelled my account.
Oh,
which is really weird.
Can you not just create a new one?
I think I'm going to have to, but obviously you're not a limited company and you have.
No.
So it must be something that you can do.
Yeah, I haven't got a limited account.
Yeah. But yeah, you don't even need the card reader anymore either, can you? You can just tap their phone on your phone.
Yeah, or their watches on your phone. Yeah. It's brilliant. But I will just say, take your iSettle machine with you or whatever machine you use, because sometimes it'll say you must use the card.
Right.
And then if you haven't got your iSettle machine, and sometimes the reception's not so great and you can't use it on your phone, but it'll go through on the machine.
Right.
So I always like to have the machine as a backup. I definitely think that's a good idea.
I think it's so standard now that if you go to like a normal market, if you go to a street food market, it's so standard to have like the little Zettel machines. Well, I don't know, is there another one that's square or something like that?
Yeah, there are lots of different varieties that you can use.
Yes, you will pay a small fee, and with that it's just like, it's usually like 5% or something
I don't think it's I'm sure it's not that much.
It is like a really small fee.
Yeah.
Zettel is actually owned by PayPal. So they never used to be when I first got it, but it's actually owned by PayPal now.
And make sure you update it all before you arrive on site. Charge it up the day before. Make sure you connect devices.
Yeah, there's nothing more frustrating than being in the middle of a field and it going, it needs to update, and you're like, now.
And put a list of goods into the items. So you've got your cupcake, your donuts. I'm obsessed with donuts today. It's twice I've mentioned them.
is this something going on in your head?
A slice of cake, your brownies, each individual thing. Because my mathematics is not great, and to just go boom, 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 and it's all done for you. You don't have to worry about it. It's much easier doing it that way. And then if they ask you for a receipt, it can
be emailed.
Email them.
I tell you what, another thing I used to do a lot with markets is, because this was back in the day, I used to charge £1.50 a cupcake. This is how long ago it was. Yeah. £1.50 a cupcake or four for a fiver.
Yeah.
And the amount of four for fiver I used to sell. So now I think it would probably be £2.50 a cupcake or three for six or something like that. Yeah. So do some kind of deal that will encourage people to go, oh, I'll just have that extra one. And you, do you know what I mean? It's quite good to have those extra like little deals going on.
Yeah.
Oh, and call it a festival deal or a market deal or, you know, wherever you are, call it the deal for that.
Daisy's deal.
Yeah. And so I say, you know, it's the fair, the deal for the fair that you're doing for them.
Jerk deal. Because I'm doing jerk down. No. I'm doing jerk down.
Yeah, the jerky jerk deal. That's done. Yeah.
Don't sound
quite so great. Right. So, mostly people that will be doing fairs and markets also will be doing other cakes. I'm talking to you now, Sammy.
Yes.
Right, directly to you. I'm looking in your eyes, right? Yeah. It's about planning and organisation.
Wow. I can hold my hands up there. I have scheduled out the week before.
Wow. Okay.
In both occasions.
Okay.
And I've said no cakes that week before. And I'm glad you were saying that at me, because I am Miss Unorganisation. But so you need to make sure you're not doing anything else.
Yeah. I've got combining markets and big cakes, don't overstretch yourself.
Yeah, because, I mean, it's just silly, because it affects say you're doing a wedding cake. What a stress.
You can't. You know? I mean, wedding cakes are stressful enough without throwing in a market to go with it.
So don't. And going from experience from last year, look at the weather forecast.
Yes.
Number one. Yeah. I overbaked. I was just presuming there'd be hundreds of gluten-free people there. There'd be vegans there. I didn't get asked for one vegan or one gluten-free. So maybe do an audience kind of
Yeah.
Recce of, yeah. of the type of people that you, are going to come to. You will get,
if you've got a table and you don't have any gluten-free on it, you will get one person come up to you and say, have you got anything gluten-free? What you've got to think of that's one person, okay, out of all your audience. But what's really difficult that from having the shop and from doing lots of fairs and markets, if you offer gluten-free, everyone else thinks it's not for them.
Yeah.
And they buy it. So for that one person, make sure whatever you're offering is appealing to everyone. Can you remember we used to do that that cherry
I am actually going to make that.
Yeah, so it's like a cherry. It's like a rich chocolate.
It's made with polenta. It's absolutely scrummy.
And it just happens to be gluten-free because it doesn't have any flour in it.
And you can make it vegan as well.
And it's one of those things. It's like, don't do a normal sponge and say it's gluten-free. Do something that's really indulgent, really delicious, that will appeal to everyone. Because otherwise you'll be left with lots of gluten-free stuff.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. Definitely. I had to throw it away. Because if it had been a normal day and it hadn't been raining, I would have sold it on or was done it with too good to go. But it was just utterly ruined because of the rain. But I did, I think, two boxes, like 24. So there was 50 cupcakes, I think. I just broke even on that festival, to be fair. But it was a massive learning experience.
Your first fair market festival, or your first or second ones, you'll always learn so much. The other thing that I would say is that we're talking about stormy weather. If it's really, really, really hot, also be aware that people won't buy so much. Or don't do rocky road and brownies. Don't do anything on. Take lots of water. If you turn up and they put you in somewhere that you know is going to get sunny, ask to be moved, because the last thing you want to do, I've done it, stand there and watch the sun come round and all my cakes go meh.
Yeah, and nobody's going to buy the cakes that look meh.
Exactly.
They want to buy the cakes that look, whoa.
But do lots of planning ahead, get everything ready the night before. Don't be packing the day of the thing.
No. And make sure you have your box ready with all your stuff just to put in your car, your table ready if you're taking the table, all your signage done. You don't want to get up early on the day and being like, fuck. Excuse my language.
You don't want to be in panic mode and then get there and then the stress of setting up and finding your spot and finding where you're going
to
be.
Because also you will have to be in there a good while before the...
I think on average, most of the ones that I did, say though it was starting at, say, 10 o'clock, I'd usually have to be there at 7. I could set up in half an hour. I was so slick in the end. I could set up in 30 minutes. And I could be out. I was always the first out as well. I was very good at packing down and getting out. But they like you to be in, have moved your car somewhere safe, be ready, so they can come around and check everything.
Definitely. And I think a good investment, which is something I'm going to invest in, is a good trolley.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I've got a trolley out in the garage that we brought it back from storage the other day. And Jules went, what's this? And it's this big yellow trolley. And it's like a sack trolley, you know, like a pull-along sack trolley. And then you can lay it down flat and turn the handle up and it's a pull-along trolley.
Wow.
And Jules went, I forgot. So we bought that when we were in Kingsport. You remember I was doing farmer's markets?
Yeah.
And he bought that for me when I was doing the farmer's markets. It used to be sat in our storage for 4 years. And he was like, where's this come from? This is amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, good trolley.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing worse than they tell you to park a million miles away. Yeah. And you have to walk one by one because the cakes that you're taking, for some reason, you can't get them to stack properly in the boxes and all the rest of it. Yeah. And you go backwards and forwards. Yeah. Good trolley.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Good plan.
Yeah. So, that's probably a good investment.
Yes.
Because not only will you be able to use it for your stuff, you'll be able to use it for loads of stuff.
I tell you which one that I had, I used to have when I was at Weight Watchers. It was like a flat pack trolley. And you used to pull it up and the bottom used to flap open and you used to pull it up. And that was quite good.
Yeah. I've seen those. You can get those at sometimes.
We've used it at Cake and Bake Show, actually. We've used that. Yeah,
we did. We did.
Because I might have taken it with me when I left Weight Watchers.
Shh. Well, they'll be banging on your door.
Yeah. Yeah, 4 years later. Yeah, trolley. I heard you mention it.
Yeah.
Right. So, what else have you got coming up in the summer? Weddings.
Weddings. And
weddings and big cakes, because people have parties in the summer, don't they?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
also anniversaries, because weddings have happened in the summer, so anniversaries then by default happen in the summer.
Yeah, I must say I have got more cakes than wedding cakes.
Right.
This year.
Like party cakes.
Yeah. And you know, I get a lot of calls 2 weeks before an event, and this is happening more and more. Mm. Can you fit a cake in? I'm fully booked now for the next month or so, and I just can't take any more in, but I'm getting so many inquiries.
Is it because people are suddenly realizing they have got the money to spend on it, maybe?
Or maybe. I don't know.
Not organized? I don't know.
Or they're leaving it to last minute. I've even having late minute wedding inquiries still.
Wow. Gosh.
So I know other wedding makers that are fully booked and everything.
Yeah.
So maybe they just didn't want to come to me.
This year, just this year. Even with weddings, so if you say, you know, if you've got a month where you've got 2, 3 or 4 weddings, it's all down to planning again, isn't it? Make sure you've got enough boards and boxes and dowels and fondant and all the things you need, because there's nothing worse than getting halfway through a wedding cake and going, oh, I haven't got one of those boards, so I can't do that tier. Yeah. And then you have to go out and
make sure your kit box is stocked up at the end of the season and at the beginning of the season or in the middle of the season, because there's, like you say, dowels is my downfall, because I'm forever forgetting to order them. My drawer is stuffed full of dowels.
But it's one of those things, is that you don't want to suddenly have to go out and run out and or order things late, because then you start spending more money on postage. Then you start just, your costs go up because you panic buy, don't you?
Yeah. Definitely. And you're buying off Amazon, or you're racing up to the Range or Hobbycraft to get stuff that you could have ordered from your wholesaler or your big place sort of thing.
So go through at the beginning of the season. So, you know, May weekend, first weekend in May is a bank holiday weekend. Maybe sit down that weekend and go through all the orders that you've already got in your books and make sure you've got enough bits and pieces for those, and then order a bit more, just so you know you're prepared.
Actually, that is what I'm doing tomorrow, because I have got quite a few weddings coming up in the next month.
See, May is a big wedding month, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It is. And I'm also moving in May.
Yes.
So I don't want to be making a wedding cake and then be trying to pack them away and be ordering. So I'm going to make sure.
It's the order. And also, because you're moving, you don't want to be ordering and getting orders in while you're trying to pack them away.
Yeah.
Like, don't take them out of the box. Just leave them in that box.
No, I'm using the boxes for packing.
That's why you're ordering so much, is it?
Yeah. So think ahead and have a list up. If you're going to be super organized, have a list up. If you need something on it, need something, you can know you're going to run out, write it on your list so you can order ahead.
Have a running list of what you're going to need.
I wonder something what you're going to say then. Have a running. A running what?
Excellent. Do you know what, actually? This is something that a lot of wedding planners do, and I'm really interested by this, because I think this is something that more of us cake makers should do. In the lead up to wedding season, they suddenly get training. So I see a lot of them suddenly going, I know I've got wedding season coming up, I need to get to the gym, I need to get in shape. because they're going to have a lot of running around to do.
Yeah,
and you know what?
Yeah.
I sometimes think we should be doing this as well. As cake makers, we know we've got all this coming up and we're going to be on our feet for like long hours.
Yeah.
Why do we not prepare for this? Why do we not? Why do we sit there with our feet up all through April when we should be preparing ourselves? But anyway.
Yeah. I'd like to say I'd been sat with my feet up.
Yeah, I know.
I fell asleep on the sofa yesterday. I don't crash out on the sofa, but I woke up, the two dogs squashed in against me. I had my dressing gown on, my duvet over me, and I couldn't breathe, and it was horrible, but it was a well-needed nap.
Yeah. So rest, prepare, get yourself in shape, all that kind of thing. Also, make sure you've got like good footwear for the season ahead, with you in the kitchen, you know, all that sort of thing.
Oh, that was another thing I've written down actually. So when you're at these events, you're representing your company.
Yeah.
So
you are your business.
Yeah. Yeah. So don't rock up in your dirty apron with a like tatty old t-shirt on
chocolate
and everything.
Cake batter down the front. Yeah. Unless that's your vibe, unless that's your thing. I don't know.
Tie your hair back.
Yeah.
Make sure that you're representing your company. You want people to go, whoa, look at Sammy. Yeah. She's got the apron. She's neat and tidy. Her nails aren't black with food dye. That sort of thing.
But also, I mean, even for that, so make sure you've got decent footwear. And something else I'm going to say, quite often if you go to an indoor fair, they'll give you a chair. Don't sit down. Please don't sit down. Because what happens is if you sit down, firstly, you're not welcoming. But secondly, if someone then comes up to your table, you have to think, do I stay sitting down and therefore do I look unprofessional? Or do I suddenly stand up and therefore look a little bit intimidating? Yeah. Just don't sit down in the first place. Just stay on your feet. Put the chair away. Take it away. Put something on it. Put a bag on it. Put product on it or something. Just don't sit down, because you then get this awkward situation that can happen after.
And plus, if you're sat down and you've got your cakes all up high, they can't see you and they don't think anyone's there.
The other thing that I used to do, or I started to do with some markets I did, I used to take pre-orders. So if you're going to a market and you know you're going to be there, always advertise where you're going to be. So if you're going to do a few, do like a nice list, put it on your Instagram, put it on your Facebook. This is where I'm going to be in the next month. Keep talking about it every week. Talk about where you're going to be and say, if you're going and you'd like to order something, tell me now, because you've kind of got the order in the bag then. You're not waiting for them to like casually walk past. Pre-orders is always quite good, but just advertise where you're going to be, what you're doing this summer, you know, where you're hanging out, that kind of thing.
What your vibe is. Do you have favorite things that you like to take along to these events?
What, as in bakes? It used to be, so I used to always do cupcakes. I used to do nothing but cupcakes, and I would sell hundreds of cupcakes. Now, if I take cupcakes, they're probably not taken. Rocky Road is always a good one. It's always really easy to make. You can make it a few days ahead, so that's always quite good. Brownies, people do like brownies. Cookies, not so much. I find that people don't buy cookies as much. But cakes, if you're going to take cakes, I would take a big cake and then cut it into slices so people can see that it was a big cake and it's all sliced. But other than that, just the classics. I would say the classics, Victoria sandwich, chocolate, coffee.
Lemon.
Yeah, all the classics, because people can relate to them. It's a bit like that I've been doing my cake shed. I would do at least three classics a week and then one slightly different. And the one that's slightly different, I never bake as much because it never sells as much.
Yeah. Well, what I found last year at Jerk Jam, because it was Jamaican themed, you know, that whole. I did Jamaican ginger slices and they flew out of the door. And that was what I actually sold out of. But again, the cake slices. So one of the things I found as well was I made them too big, my cakes. So when I was cutting them, it was difficult to get them into the boxes that I brought. And then I provided forks for them, but there was just so much cake that it was too much. So, yeah, I made them too big.
Too big. And, yeah, you're right. If you've got to check your packaging, where they're, how you're going to package them. Stuff like that. Something I would say is if you have a niche, so for example, if you are a cake maker, make cake. If you are a cookie and brownie maker, make cookies and brownies. Because what you've got to think of, all these things that you're doing, this is you promoting yourself as well. So if you suddenly do lots of brownies and cookies and then someone comes to you for brownies and cookies, you go, oh, no, I make cakes. I only did that because it was a market and it was easy. Yeah. Make sure you're doing what you do. So, because it's promotion, it's marketing, it's, you know, it's advertising.
QR code. Don't forget your QR code.
Yeah.
Especially if you're going to think of with the youngsters, with the youngins there.
With the youth. With the youth.
With the millennials
and Gen Z.
They do love a QR code.
Yeah. I tell you what, something I also use, if you haven't got time to get, say, a Zettel or a Square or whatever, I have on my cake shed, I have a QR code for PayPal.
Mm.
So if you have a PayPal account and it's a business account, or make or set it up as a business account, you can get a QR code. So if you haven't got a contactless, you can say to people, right, if you just scan that, then you can pay with PayPal. And it will go straight through to your bank account. So,
well, that's clever, isn't it? I think you have mentioned that before, but it's only just sunk in.
Because I've tried to do contactless outside in the shed, and the problem is my Wi-Fi's not strong enough, and I can't. It just wouldn't. We tried so hard. We would hang in the. I had an iPad that we were putting up in a top window, and then putting in the downstairs loo, and all sorts of things to try and get it as close as possible. But we just couldn't get it to work. So the QR code is a good.
That's a good idea. Do you know, I was a bit worried today that we wouldn't have enough to talk about. But I think we have had.
When have we never had enough to talk about?
Never. Oh, I thought something else.
Oh,
don't forget your first aid kit.
Oh, no. Yeah. Right. Let me see what else I've got planned. Oh, the other thing is that my lights have just suddenly come on. Did you see that? And that's suddenly lit up. The other thing, because we're in the UK and we live in unpredictable temperatures and unpredictable weather. So obviously last year you went to a festival and it was like monsoon season or hurricane season where you were. There have also been times in the summer when humidity is really, really high. So it might not be particularly hot, but humidity is high and that gets into your buttercream and your sugar. It could be that it's really, just really, really hot. Think about that now in case that happens, because there's nothing worse than being in a hot kitchen for hours and hours and hours on end doing all this baking if you haven't thought about it. So think about it now. Can you afford an aircon unit? Do you need an aircon unit? Is it that you can bake in the middle of the night? Just get that into your head that you might need to because when it's April and May and it's quite cool and you take on this 6-tier buttercream cake, it sounds so easy. And then you get to August and the humidity is something like 95% and you're like, it's all just going to fall apart. So just think about it now and think about how you set your car up to do deliveries and all that sort of thing. Because it is, when you get there, it is a worry. At this point, sounds so easy.
Yeah. Pizza piss.
Yeah. And then you have to put your wedding cake in the back of the car and go, oh my God. And then you're driving and you stop at traffic lights. It's like, it's in the sun.
Yeah. Oh, don't. It's too early for that.
Yes. There's a reason why I don't make wedding cakes anymore.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. I'll be done.
Okay. Yes, I think so. I think we've covered everything. So it's time for...
Oh, my God.
The dog jump. The dog's like, what the heck is that? So it's time for product of the week, product of the week, product of the week.
Boo, 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 boo. Can I go first?
It's time for you to go first.
Right. In the spirit of doing things at fairs and markets, so I was talking earlier about doing things like tray bakes, Rocky Road, brownies, all that sort of thing. The thing that I used to always struggle with was cutting them up evenly.
Yeah.
Right. So we had one of these at the shop and we never used it for what it was intended to be used for. But when I worked at the bakery.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's genius. I've got one of them. Why do I not use it? It is a pastry wheel cutter.
Yeah.
So it's like lots of pizza cutters stuck together.
Yeah.
Right? And they're all like in a concertina and you pull it open and they all pull open at the same distance, at the same measurement.
Yeah.
Then you can run it across your tray bake and mark it and then get a sharp knife and cut it.
Yeah.
So the thing is, if you're doing things in fours, that's usually fairly easy, you know, half and half again. But it's when you think I could get five out of that.
Yeah.
And then you start getting your ruler out and then you muck it up and you have one really big slice and one really little slice.
It goes tits up. Yeah. Yeah. And then you've got a bit that's so tiny, you've got to eat it.
You've got to eat it. Yeah. So it's a pastry wheel or a pastry cutter, and you can get them with different amounts of wheels on them.
Yeah.
I think mine has got six wheels, which means it does five segments.
Yeah.
You can get them seven, which will do six segments.
Mm-hmm.
You can get them all. I looked it up before we started recording. I looked up the one at Nisbets, £150. Thought that was a bit steep. I don't remember paying that much. Amazon, less. So look online for a pastry wheel cutter or a pastry cutter. There's lots of different ones out there. eBay, Amazon. It just makes cutting up your tray bakes.
That's a really good product.
Yeah.
I couldn't remember the word then.
what is it we do at this point?
Oh, dear.
It's been a day, isn't it?
Yeah. So I've got a product,
mm-hmm,
and I use it a lot.
Oh.
Because I do a lot of these cakes, but I don't actually know what it's called.
Excellent.
So it's the Dotty Maker.
So, so if you were to order another one, what would you order?
They normally say the Dotty Cake.
If you lost that and you were to order another one,
I'd look up piped dots.
So what it is, what she's holding up in front of me is, it looks like a smoother.
Yeah.
But it's got pimples dots on it.
Yeah. And you place that onto your cake and it leaves indentations, neat indentations. And then you just go around and you pipe little dots onto those.
I am going to look it up.
I research my products, but I didn't because I didn't know what it was called. I'd like a big one. I want one with bigger dots, not big, but bigger spaced dots on it.
Oh, okay, because there's too many dots on the...
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. If anyone knows what it's called, could you let us know?
I bet we get a message from...
I bet Erica knows.
I was just going to say Erica from the Sugarcraft Junkies.
From the Sugarcraft, because she was the one that told us what your last one was that you didn't know, which was the strip cutter thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Erica, help us.
She's on TikTok as well, because I don't go on TikTok because I find I lose about 5 days and I'll be like, what the hell happened?
Yeah.
But she did a really cool warming up exercising sizes for when you're doing making flowers or doing some rolling and stuff like that. And I've actually done it a couple of times, but when I've got up, because I get really stiff hands in the morning.
So on TikTok, do we know what she's called on TikTok?
I think it was the Sugarcraft Junkies.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Shall I look now?
Yeah, go on. Go on.
I'm pretty sure.
But Erica, help us out on this one. So it's like, it's green. What she had was green. It had a handle on the back and it was flat on the front. It had little pimples and you press it onto your fondant and it leaves an indent of where you went.
Yeah, it's Sugarcraft Junkies is on TikTok.
That's really interesting. So warm up.
Yeah.
She has many skills, that girl.
Piped. I'm going to look up piped dot tool. I hope nothing rude comes up. I'm sure. Oh, here we go. It's so go easy on. When you know how. Press ice polka dot. And you can get different sizes.
Oh, you get different sizes. So you can go and get a different size now.
Polka for cake decorating tool. And it's only, on FMM, £1.34.
Oh, bargain.
But there are, I should put it in my basket now, shouldn't I? The one I've got is number one. And there's also, you can get drape ones as well that put drapes on.
It's like you used to be able to get quilting ones as well, didn't you?
I've got those as well. I've got one as well that does cushions. So I love making cushions for sofas and things like that because they look so good. Sorry, getting excited about making stuff. Oh, dear.
All right, it's all right, Erica. Thanks anyway, but she's found out what it is.
Yeah, yeah. And I use it a lot as well. And I've also done Mickey Mouse dots. So that it was a dot with two little ears.
So it just gives you all the positions around your cake in a nice, orderly fashion.
You have to measure out to make sure you get it right.
Yeah.
So when you get round to the back, you don't want your dots to overlap and everything, so you need to measure it. And it's got the nice straight edge, so you can put it around the bottom or around the top. And it's got a curved edge at the top. I use it a lot.
Good. Lovely.
There
you do
go.
A lot of dotted cakes. It's one of your signature cakes, isn't it? The dotty ones.
Dotty. Yeah, a bit like
no
me.
Comment.
Right.
That's it for this week. Thank you for listening. Hope we've helped. Good luck for summer. Summer is coming. We hope the sun's going to come out and it's going to stop raining at some point.
It's raining now.
Do you know what? I was hoping it was going to rain today because it means I don't have to walk, because Jules has put grass seed down and I keep having to go and water the grass. But it didn't rain today, so I might actually have to go and water the garden. Can you believe that?
It's raining here.
Oh, send it my way.
Yeah. Okay, so don't forget to like, subscribe, review, be amazing. Send any questions.
Yeah, recommend us. Send in comments. Recommend us to your mates.
And thank you so much for listening, because you're all amazing. Without you, we wouldn't be who we are today.
Without you, we would just be two old birds chatting to themselves.
Yeah. I'm really old this year.
Oh, stop it. No, you're not.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Right. Ba 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 ba.